In the United States, Harley Kant, very serious one for us to start with today. Gunfire on a subway train in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and this gunman did a lot of planning for this. He went there armed not only with a weapon, but with smoke bombs in order to create chaos and to be able to hide himself, I would imagine, to get away, that sort of thing. At least 11 people have been hurt. I guess 10 of them shot. 5 are in critical condition, but we may lose one or more. He wore a construction vest, and he had a gas mask. He's still not been caught. And it's easy to understand why, because when the doors to the subway opened, the first thing that came out was smoke and a lot of it, and then people in a panic. And he could easily have gotten himself lost in that crowd if that's what he did. Some people said that that he ran down the subway tunnel. And, you know, they're connecting tunnels, and in the tunnels, one train goes in one direction, on the other side goes in another direction. As long as you avoid the electrified rails, you're okay. You have to know your way around down there, and obviously he did. And so, you know, they have not caught him. And even though the police responded in force and shut down several blocks, you've got thousands and thousands of faces to try to go through. Everybody's on camera eventually. But being able to figure out who it is, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, terrifying, terrifying for people on that train. Inflation at a 41-year high.
Yeah, 1981, since consumer prices jumped 8.5% in 1 year, March to March in this case. Inflation running rampant for a couple of reasons. One, of course, we got trillions of dollars spent by President Biden, and he wants to spend even more. This is money we don't have. I mean, they've just printed it and put it on the market. So you got to know that's going to be inflationary. We knew it from the beginning. Just wondered how long it was going to be before it would really hit. Supply chains have been clogged because they're just not doing a very good job with the system. Energy, we turned our back on energy independence. That's driven the price of gasoline way up and diesel and that sort of thing. The war in Ukraine certainly not helping. But we were already up more than a dollar a gallon before there was any war in Ukraine. And so, you know, it's a situation. Now they're hoping that it's gonna tame itself and be a little bit easier by the end of the year. Sure hope so.
Yeah, well, we've got similar problems here, but not 8%. Not 8%. Gosh. And a blind racer has set a speed record.
Dan Parker's his name. He did 211 miles an hour, plus just a little bit more. He said, "I'm not a blind man trying to race. I'm a racer who went blind." In fact, he was a drag racer, drag raced for many years. Born in Alabama, been drag racing for decades, went blind in a bad wreck in 2012. 2 years later, he was on the back of a motorcycle at the Bonneville Salt Flats doing, setting a speed record there. Couldn't see where he's going, but he's got an audio device in his helmet that tells him if he's going left or right, and he manages to keep it straight. At Spaceport America, that's in New Mexico, just a little over 211 miles an hour in a specially prepared Corvette. But, I'm not sure I could do 211 miles an hour with my eyes wide open in abject terror.
Yes. Brilliant. Technology, again, amazing stuff. All right. Thanks, Harley. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
Harley Kahn's in the United States.